So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all my shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Booze, music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
A glory hole is like a dick theater. I'm a magic your pants.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love. Hello. Welcome back to another week of By the By.
We're still here, and now we're free.
Yes, we are coming out of our lockdown period.
Yay! So last night we went to a pub on the first night that we could. We went to two pubs, so you know we're trying to go to as many pubs as possible. You know, spread our patronage around. We're trying to make up for lost time.
Well, yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's good. We also have plans to have some friends over this week a couple of times, so it's good. We're going to break in our new table, play some games.
Yeah, break in our new playroom, play some reindeer games. yeah, also we have some very exciting news. The next pendulum party at our secret spot will be, drum roll please, I know we have a soundboard, but I still don't know which button is the drum roll, so I will pretend it's this one. It is December 10th. Yay!
That's very exciting. I am very much looking forward to Pendulum, but we could also figure out the drum roll thing.
I know we spent a lot of money on this sound mixer board, but there's too many buttons, and I'm old, so. And we still don't have the little whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I really am looking forward to having Pendulum Party. So December 10th, it is not really that far away. It'll be here before you know it.
Yeah.
So tickets are already on sale. There's a link on our website.
Less than 2 months away.
A link on, our Secret Spots website.
Yeah. Also, we've got another one coming up in January. So back-to-back months. And then afterwards, it'll be, once again, bi-monthly.
Mm-hmm. I think January is January 14th, if I'm not mistaken.
Pretty sure you're right.
So we'll confirm that. But yeah. December 10th.
December 10th. That's the one to look forward to. It'll also be, we're going to be celebrating my birthday. So, it's going to be a Bradford's birthday party pendulum.
Yeah.
So swing on by. So what else do we have going on? Not much. Cause you know, the gates have just opened and we're just now allowed to go out and do fun stuff. So be patient. We've got things in the works. One thing that Angela did do over the last week, you've heard us talking about it for what seems like a billion zillion years. And that was our drunken sex stories. So we released the first one. It is currently on our website. It is behind a password. If you want to get said password, all you have to do is support us on Patreon, www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast. Yeah. It's not that bad. It's like 50 cents an episode.
Yeah, and you get to watch some of these videos. So we're going to be getting the next ones out on a more regular basis than it took us to get the first one.
Yeah, it took us a while to figure out what the fuck we're doing because we're audio people, not video people. Wow. So there you go, yeah.
Yeah, but we'll get the other ones out. They'll be coming. We've got quite a few stories. And if there's anything else that you want to share, if you want to share your own quirky, goofy, awkward, any kind of sex story you want us to share, send it to us, stories@bytheby.com.au.
And just to entice you a bit more, one of the comments from our Discord chat was, wow, Bradford, I didn't know you could be that limber.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Bradford, the human pretzel.
Yeah.
So once again, we have tapped into our Discord hive mind, and about, I guess, 4 or 5 months ago, it seems, somebody posted a website and a question. Is this real? And it was for a new, quote, innovative condom called the Galactic Cap.
It sounds like space agey.
So hashtag not an ad. We went to the interwebs and ordered us a trial set. So 2 of these Galactic Caps.
Yeah, so it's a different shaped condom, and the idea is that it covers as little skin as possible. So basically, they try to cover the hole in the penis.
They're covering just two skin, not foreskin.
Yeah. So it covers just the hole, and then, you know, a little bit around to hold on to, like for the grip and things. So do you want me to read from the little sheet that we got with it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so the little sheet, it's instructions on one side on how to put it on, how to take it off, all that good stuff. Because instructions are important. You should always read the instructions.
Always read the instructions. We'll get to that in a moment.
The little sheet on the other side then talks about the inventor, which is Charlie Powell. So he's the one who had the idea for a new innovative condom, which is great because, I mean, nobody really likes condoms. So the idea that somebody might be able to reinvent this and do something different and give us something kind of novel it's great.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting. So the galactic cap only covers the tip of the penis, leaving as much skin exposed as possible to maximize sensation while trapping semen in a leak-proof pouch. The thin device is made of two pieces of polyurethane that are sealed together with heat, resembling a butterfly bandage or a nasal strip. Actually, that's a good way to describe it. I would say butterfly bandage-esque. Agreed.
Butterfly bandage-esque.
Yeah. Behind backing that peels off, one side has a skin-safe adhesive, and the other has a flattened, leak-proof pocket that expands and collects semen. So there's no official claims yet, but they expect it to be approved for contraceptive use only because of the way that it fits onto the penis. It can't protect against STIs that are transmitted by skin, like herpes and genital warts.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
But at the same time, they're saying it can guard against some STIs in people that otherwise wouldn't wear a condom. So it's, again, something's better than nothing kind of thing.
Also, remember that quote for later.
Okay.
The otherwise wouldn't wear a condom.
Uh-huh, okay.
So we'll come back to that.
We'll come back to that. All right, cool. So anyway, yeah, it's a lot of information here, a lot of good stuff. But we thought we would buy a couple of these and check them out and see how they are and give you guys our opinion.
Yeah, but before we do, let's go into the Wayback Machine and do a brief history of the condom. Ooh. There's no exact date for the official appearance of the first ever condom. For most of their early history, condoms were used primarily as a method of birth control rather than as a preventative measure against sexually transmitted infections. The question of whether or not ancient civilizations used condoms has been hotly debated, though it is known that civilizations in Egypt, Greece, and Rome used various methods of birth control to keep their families small. So, there are some images that are on cave paintings of men wearing little things on their pee-pees.
Interesting.
But realistically,
are they racing hats?
And that's the thing. It was like, I struggle with that because, there's also like cave drawings that look like spacemen and aliens and whatnot. And we also have movies that show Will Smith being in the Wild Wild West, going back and fighting aliens or something. I don't know. And my thing is that in actuality, it's probably just their version of storytellings and movies. Mm-hmm. And they were like, wouldn't it be funny if we put like, hey, see Steve over there? Yeah. Draw him with his penis out. Oh, okay. And then Steve comes over to us, guys, what are you doing? Got to cover that thing up. So they put a willy on it.
Well, but you know, you think about it. So I haven't told you this, Bradford, yet.
Uh-oh.
But one of my colleagues, she got a little hat with flames on it for her chicken.
Okay.
And so she showed us a picture of a chicken with this little hat with flames on it. And you think like if people like a thousand
That's
one
years. One hot cock.
But if you think about like people a thousand years from now, find this picture and think that all chickens ran around with little hats on them.
Or worse, they'd be like, oh my God, rule 34 once again. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, so there is some precedence for condoms in
the
early
before
times.
Four times,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
In the early days, comfort or pleasure were, to say the least, not a priority when it came to the construction of a penis sheath, which is what they were.
What were they made of?
The earliest condoms, known as glands condoms, appeared in Asia in the 15th century. They were fitted to the tip of the penis and made from super comfortable materials. Like animal horns and tortoise shells.
I would have expected like skin, leather, something.
Oh, darling. Oh. Put a turtle on it. give me a turtle job. I tortoise you that I don't like to do that. But, I mean, arguably, is that where the term horny came from?
Oh.
But, see, our audience was going, it's where horny comes from. I don't know. Maybe. We don't know. But my guess is yes. Look at us as a podcast that knows everything about nothing, and we are going to say absolutely that's where horny came from.
I think it checks out, yeah.
I hope we get referenced in a bibliography someday. See, by the by, podcast episode. As with most revolutionary changes to contraceptives, something really terrible had to happen before there was a shift in protocol. And that turning point was the great syphilis outbreak in France at the turn of the 16th century. So prior to this spread of syphilis, Europeans had been using linens soaked in chemicals that were wrapped around the penis and then tied with a ribbon, which possibly is where the term package came from.
Cool, but yeah. Also, what kind of chemicals?
Don't worry about it. It's just going in your...
I hope it doesn't
get
burn.
That one up, yeah.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't burn. Oh. Maybe it's like smell good stuff. I don't know.
I really, really doubt it. So the first condoms that started to vaguely resemble the modern variety appeared during the Renaissance because we were suddenly enlightened. These were constructed using, my favorite word in this podcast, animal membranes, such as lamb, sheep, or pig intestines.
Intestines, yeah, that makes sense.
Does it?
Yeah.
Who looks at a pig intestine and goes, you know, if I put my pee-pee in that and make it like a bratwurst, I can then fuck you with it.
Eat intestines.
I mean, yeah, I'm not exactly. We eat intestines. We don't fuck intestines. Maybe we do. Well. I don't know. Like, I'm not judging. So condoms made from lamb intestines are still widely used today. And I think I've used one. Mm-hmm. It was a strange experience, primarily by those with latex allergies. Obviously, these have evolved, but the concept is surprisingly the same. Skin condoms worked best at capturing semen. So did ladies who lived near the shore. They were really good at capturing semen.
Uh-huh. Funny. You're just full of it tonight, aren't you?
I'm really good. So, have you ever wondered where the term rubber came from?
Yeah.
Charles Goodyear invented the rubber vulcanized process in the mid-1800s, and the first rubber condom was invented shortly thereafter, because sex pushes everything.
So they got tired of intestines and like, let's try something different.
Yes.
About rubber.
And little known fact, the first rubber condoms were reusable.
Just wash it out. All good.
I cleaned it out for you.
I said wash it out, not suck it out. Oh.
I mean, on the one big positive from that is it was very eco-friendly, though it wasn't very sanitary. Rubber condoms were bad not only because they could be as thick as a bicycle tire.
I mean, I guess that's a way to add girth, isn't it?
It is. But because they had to be custom fit to just the tip of your penis, similar to the weird tortoiseshell condoms that we talked about earlier, so they often flew off like the tiny rubber hats that they were. The majority of safe sex havers preferred their animal skin condoms, which offered more sensitivity and were less likely to fall off during sex.
Important. You don't want to lose like a little rubber cap up inside you.
This is accurate. So just like with birth control, the Comstock laws prevented the distribution of condoms, birth control pills, abortion pills, sex toys, and all other quote, obscene things, because the religious U.S. affiliates, moralists, and medical professionals alike opposed the condom, citing it was immoral and its reliability was not to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
Because at the time, condoms could also frequently tear, they could fall off, be full of holes if they weren't properly used.
Yeah, and I'm guessing there was no regulation around them at this point.
No.
Yeah.
But by the late 19th century, other forms of birth control were becoming popular, like diaphragms and spermicides, both of which were primarily controlled by women, which the men couldn't have.
Oh, no. You can't have women controlling their own birth control.
Inconfucking-ceivable. Get back in the kitchen and clean my rubber hat. So it wasn't until the end of World War I that condoms became publicly, legally available in the U.S., which is, think about that, the end of World War I.
Wow.
An American court overturned a conviction against Margaret Sanger, the iconic American birth control activist, mm-hmm. allowing various forms of birth control to be advertised and sold. There were still state laws against distributing contraceptives, and advertisements were still illegal in most states, but for the first time ever, you could pick up condoms at the local pharmacy.
Yay.
So, for the modernization of condoms, latex was invented in 1920, forever revolutionizing the love glove game. Manufacturers hopped on the latex trend quickly. It was easier and cheaper to produce and provided a more satisfying experience for consumers. Animal skin condoms had finally met their match and soon became a favorite as a niche market in the U.S. As a response to the AIDS epidemic in the U.S., the national conversation about HIV and AIDS prevention and ultimately condom use exploded. The very first condom commercial aired in 1991 after the height of the AIDS crisis. For the first time, condoms were known primarily as a means to prevent STIs. So, according to the Guttmacher study, condoms are the third most popular contraception and STI prevention choice of women and are the number one most popular choice for men because we don't get another fucking option. arguably, if we did, we would, you know, probably give it to women and then ban it.
Right. Yes.
So there you go. A brief history of condoms and condom-esque things.
And like where things like horny and package and terms like that came from.
Yeah. And rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where like franga came from.
That's an Aussie lost in translation.
Like most things Aussie.
Mm-hmm.
So now, let's take a quick commercial break. Are you looking for a new toy to play with you or your partner or both? Well, then go to adamandeve.com. And when you do, find said toy, put it in your basket, and use checkout code By the By, BYTHEBI, you'll get said toy for 50% off. You'll get a bunch of videos that you can watch while you wait for the toy to come and for yourself to come. And you'll get some extra toys thrown in along with your special prize possession. And most of all, you'll get it delivered absolutely free. That's right. Free shipping and a toy at 50% off. Go to adamandeve.com and use the checkout code By the By. That's BYTHEBI.
Okay, so now on to the Galactic Cap.
Galactic Cap. Every time you say it, I feel like it should be like there should be a guy with a cape and like a big GC on his chest. Uh-huh. Galactic Cap. That or he's the new Marvel Phase 5 villain.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
No, he's not.
Oh God, it's Galactic Cap.
Yeah, so we were really excited to get these in and to play with them and just see how they worked and what they did and what they were good at, what they were bad at, and yeah.
And what we thought of them. Because after we saw the initial picture that was sent to us on our Discord chat, I was like, what the royal fuck? And then once we got them in, I looked at them and had one in my hand and would like, what the royal fuck?
Yes.
So as Angela said, it's very reminiscent of a butterfly bandage.
Yeah. And just looking at the picture here, it almost even has a bit of a look of like a mermaid shape kind of to it.
Yes, or a flattened bishop. From
that's good.
From
yeah.
chess. Yeah. yeah. Take your chess kit out, flatten it, suddenly you got a condom.
Mm. So when you're looking at it, there's basically one side is kind of greenish in color. That's a polyurethane film. Mm-hmm. And that's on the back side. And then the front side's just like a white, your general backing that, you know, comes on plasticky things.
Or like a Band-Aid.
Yeah, like a
Band-Aid. General backing for a Band-Aid, yeah. Mm.
The actual condom itself is clear, but when you're putting it on, it looks kind of greenish in color and things.
Yeah, so you know that special film that you get on pieces of glass or anything shiny when you buy it out? So this has that. So you have to take off firstly, you take off the white backing like you would a Band-Aid, mm-hmm. and then you line it up onto your penis. And then once you've got it on, you would then remove the green outer layer. And then suddenly it's like a second skin. And so if you've ever been in the hospital, the closest I can compare this to is the bandage plastic thing that covers your IV.
Oh yeah.
It's like a mm-hmm. really thin plastic membrane yep. that moves with your skin that you can feel heat through. And it just, it's what holds the IV into your arm. That's basically mm-hmm. what this feels like mm-hmm. once the yeah. main thing is gone.
Yeah, you're spot on.
So simple as that.
Easy peasy. Why don't we all use it?
Dot, dot, dot. So I guess the question is, how should we tell this experience? Do we want to just kind of like highlight it, or do we want to go through our experience and how we used it, or try to do a mixture of the two?
A mixture of the two.
Okay. Oof. Okay.
So get ready for things to be out of order and stuff thrown in.
Yeah,
and
Captain Random here.
It's all going to come at you.
You might want to put some goggles on. I don't know, something like that. Look, we decided we were going to play with this on a Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, all right, let's use this. And in fact, I was going to say we're going to use this sort of in a quickie sort of manner. Mm-hmm. Like, because we're like, let's skip all the preliminary stuff and get straight to the fucking, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Which then pops up with difficulty number one, which is, and I'm not going to call it a problem with this condom, but I am going to call it a difficulty. Mm. Your penis needs to be clean and dry before you put it on.
Yeah, and so, I mean, but when we did it this time, I was going down on you before we decided to put the condom on. So you had saliva on your cock, and we had to stop, dry you off, because it does have to be a dry penis.
Yes.
And so, yeah, there's a bit of a break in play there where we're stopping, you know, dry the penis off, and then we're going to apply this condom to it.
Let me polish your knob before you put the condom on.
Which also made me wonder about, like, people with pre-cum.
Because, I would love to know how.
Because, like, you know, some pre-cum is, like, some people have a lot of pre-cum, and it just doesn't really stop. And so what if you're trying to put this thing on and then you have pre-cum and you can't keep it dry enough? Like, I think that could potentially be a problem.
I would love to know what that is, mm. you know, what that problem would be.
How you handle that.
Not what yeah. it would be like, because I don't care. But, but like, yeah, because we've had partners that
oh, yeah.
like the second they get erect, they start leaking.
Yeah.
And like, how do you keep that clean? And then how do you get that, or how do you keep that dry, not yeah. clean, to get the adhesive to stick properly?
Right. So there's that. So you're supposed to have a clean, dry, erect penis, and then you basically line it up. There's a little spot on it where you can tell what's supposed to go over the
urethra.
Yeah, the urethra. So you can tell what's supposed to go over there. So you line up the hole with the urethra, and then that's where you start folding it down.
Yes, but that also leads to the next problem, which is this little window in the back. So again, remember the white Band-Aid part. There's a little window in that, and it has no sticky in it. Mm-mm. And we'll figure out why in a moment. But the green part on the back covers the entire thing. And unfortunately, that green part is very dark green so that you can see it and know that you're meant to remove it. And again, unfortunately, it's very difficult to see your mm-hmm. urethra through this window, through this air quotes window. And so we're in our playroom, and it's, you know, it's Sunday afternoon, but it's still so dark. We didn't have any lights on. We just have ambient light from the windows.
And it was a rainy day.
And it was a rainy day. I couldn't see where this window needed to go.
No, we had to turn the lights on. And it's just one of those, like, this is not going to be a condom that you're going to put on, A, quickly, or B, in the dark or even a dim room.
Yeah.
You maybe if you got used to it, like, used it a lot, maybe, but especially for the first, I would say quite a few times, you're going to need a lot of light to see and to be able to do this.
And it's extremely important that you line this up, because that mm-hmm. is what this thing that you're putting on your penis is what catches the semen. So it's kind of paramount that you line up the hole properly. And yeah. I don't think even after many times I would be comfortable or confident enough to put it on in the dark.
Yeah. It would be difficult.
So that means if you're with a shy partner, or you're shy yourself and you want it to be dark, you're not just going to grab it and roll it on. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to get up, go into the other room, turn a light on, do this thing, and then come back with your little, you know, your new little, cape on your, mm-hmm. on your pee-pee. So, which leads to the next problem. This stuff is fucking sticky as hell, which is good because you don't want it flying off.
However, what if you misstick it and you're like, oh, I need to move that?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Right.
So I was fortunate both times putting them on that it went on pretty well. But because this green, thicker plastic polyurethane film whatever yeah. it is, that needs to be peeled off, is it doesn't flex like this second skin stuff does. The second it goes on, it starts pulling because it wants to go back to its normal shape. And like, I'm assuming that most penis owners are the same in that they're kind of sensitive down there. And the other issue that I ran into was that you're sticking the second skin on it and you're trying to pick at it to get this. Once it's set, you're having to pick at it in order to get this green thing off. And then as you're pulling the green thing off, of course it wants to stick to its home mm-hmm. in its second skin. So you're pulling the skin. The second skin is pulling on your own skin, mm-hmm. which immediately, like, unless you're into that, you're going to lose your erection.
Yeah.
Or at least you're going to lose some of it. Yeah.
And also think about trying to do this after you've had a few drinks or a lot of drinks.
And you're like, I was fully rested and was struggling at times.
Yeah. Yeah. So you basically just, you know, you line up the hole with the urethra, you put the one side down on your skin, you attach it, you start peeling off the green part, and then you put the other side down around the other side of the head. So basically one side goes down the back of the penis, down the shaft, and then there's a little cap that covers the rest of your head, depending on size of your penis and yeah. head size.
And so basically the longer part goes down when you're erect, it's going to be the part that's looking out at the world mm-hmm. or looking down at the ground. So whichever, however, if you're one of the ones that go straight up or straight out, that's where the vast majority of this will live. So I get it on mm-hmm. and then, you know, immediately it says not to use oil-based lubricants.
It says not to use oily lubrication, use saliva and or vaginal fluid for lubrication. So they do not recommend any commercially available type of lubrication to use.
Which everybody knows my opinion of spit is not lube. Mm-hmm. And like, I think this is one of my biggest problems with the, mm-hmm. with the guide here is spit or vaginal, like, so it's already, if you're not wet, it's your fault, right? Yeah. And so there's no solution. Well, yeah. there's no solution for you. I would really encourage the producers to kind of look at that again. We did use a little bit of water-based lubricant. Mm-hmm. Not a lot, but just a little. And ultimately it was fine. The product worked as we expected.
Yeah. And I would assume that water-based is probably okay. The question is, what about silicone-based lubes? It says not oily, yeah. but I do think that they need to put some time and research and put some information out there as to what kind of lubes can you use, because people are going to want to use lubes.
Yeah. The vast majority of people yeah. want lube.
So what is safe to use with it? What is okay? Yeah. I think that needs to be readily address. Available information. Yeah.
Agreed. So we ended up, after I had it on, I was like, all right, let's do this. So I basically just pushed you down over the couch and fucked you from behind.
Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
It really was. So after orgasm, you know, I'm immediately like, all right, let's see if this thing is still on. Mm-hmm. And I pull out, and it is. I was very surprised, but it's because our sex at that moment was relatively vigorous.
Yes.
Which is another thing I wanted to test.
But it stayed on. It was great.
It stayed on. It was great.
I liked the way the little reservoir filled up. Is that what you're going
to
talk about?
I'm just trying to, like, I think everybody out there who has seen a post a used condom still on a penis. Like, it's not the most attractive sight, right? Because at that point, the penis looks exhausted. It's already wilting. It's got this sad sort of Santa Claus Smurf hat on that's sagging, and it's full of jizz and, you know, sometimes regret. Sometimes.
I know how to describe it.
Yeah.
Okay, so when the way that this filled up.
I was going to say, you mean how you describe a regular condom or this?
Oh, no, this.
Okay, so that's what a normal condom looks like. So you're already, it's not the best, right? It's not the best. Go ahead. How would you describe this?
So the way that I would describe this is that your ejaculate went into the reservoir. So it was trapped in the reservoir. That did very well. None of it leaked out at that point. But because the way that the galactic cap, the condom, fits around your penis and around the head, that reservoir goes the whole way around. So you could basically like squeeze and move the liquid around within the condom itself. And it's a bit like when somebody's starting to make a balloon animal and they have the balloon with a bit of air in it and then you squish it from one side to the other. It's a bit like that.
So that's like a poodle, right? So to explain how the galactic cap works, and we didn't know this until I came, which I think is kind of amazing. I mean, I guess we should have figured it out, but where the little hole is that fits over your urethra, everything around that that sticks to your body is basically two pieces of this skin that the second skin is what I'm calling what you would put over a IV, layered on top of one another. And so when you come, it just expands that out. And what keeps it from going everywhere is the fact that your urethra is there. Mm-hmm. So the only place that this liquid could go is back into your urethra, which it can't. And so, you know, we'd had some questions on our Discord about like retrograde orgasm, or, you know, were you concerned about that? And like, fuck yeah, I was concerned about it. But then after it happened, I was like, I'm going to trust science, you know? And while Angela, your definition is good. Your mm-hmm. visualization is good. I think I have something what it looked like that's a little better.
Okay.
And a lot more gross.
Okay.
So penis holders, have you ever had one of those dreams where maybe you're having a lot of sex in the dream and you look down and suddenly you have this massive pus-filled blister on your junk? It actually looked like that.
I'm assuming in the dream, not in real life.
Yeah, in the dream.
Okay.
Of course,
okay.
In the dream. Goddamn woman.
I don't know. I've never had these dreams.
But it looked like a blister. And you know how sometimes you have a blister on your hand or your foot, hopefully not your penis, but maybe, and you can push the liquid around inside of it?
A water blister.
Like a water blister. Yeah. That's what it looked like. Only a mm-hmm. giant, you know, 2.5-inch water blister that wraps around your penis.
Yeah.
There is literally no way to make that look sexy. Though arguably, there's literally no way to make a used condom look sexy.
No.
If that's your thing, I'm not going to yuck your yum, but seriously, you might get on the internet and find some new things. And the benefit with a condom is if you're in bed and you're going to cuddle for a bit, you grab a tissue, you grab a towel, you grab your underwear, you grab the condom off, you pull it off in there, you wipe yourself down, and you're done, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. It goes in the garbage, not in the toilet. It goes in the garbage, and that's it. This thing was not going to come off. And we'll get to a little more in a second, but I was afraid ever again. So
there's two methods that they recommend.
I was going to say, was it attractive?
It. You mean before you took it off?
Or after, yeah.
I would say that it was not attractive, but it was entertaining to go like squish, 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 squish with the cum.
You did really giggle, yeah, a lot. And
so, you know, there's
exactly what you want in your life is having somebody play with your penis and giggling like, look, you can make it go this way and that way.
Yeah, there's a bit of comedy factor there. But there are two ways that they recommend removing the galactic cap condom.
Easy for you to say.
So the easiest way, they say, is to go to the toilet or shower, urinate until it blows up like a balloon, then you can grab any edge and slowly peel the cap off.
Hey, I'm going to stop you right there. Because number one, I didn't have to pee. I really tried, but I just couldn't. So I got in the shower, and I'm going to tell you that if that was your plan of attack, that is a road filled with many pitfalls and traps, which we will get to in just a moment. But remember this, their first best solution is to pee and make a pee cum slurry. Pee cum slurry.
Yeah. Pee cum slurry. And make it, fill it up like a balloon. So I imagine that as it stretches, I don't know if properties change or whatever. Anyway, the other method. Well, because that was technically method two on their sheet, but yeah. It does say easiest way. So I don't know why they didn't start with that, but whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, so the other method is to use baby oil to loosen the adhesive and grip the edge of the cap, and then please remove slowly. So number one, not many people have baby oil around.
So we were talking to some friends last night at the bar, and everybody was like, who the fuck has baby oil? Mm-hmm. Well, we're fortunate, me being diabetic, I'm when I'm changing out some of my equipment, I use baby oil to release the adhesive. Because baby oil does really good at cutting through adhesive. Plus, it smells nice.
Yeah. So, but most people don't, like, I've never kept baby oil around before you. So, yeah.
I'm a big baby.
So, yeah. So, it's not something that many people are going to have laying around. It's certainly not anything that's going to be like at a swingers club. If you're trying to use this in a other environment,
just stand around with in your own cum waiting to pee. Can I have another water, please? Well, it brings new meaning to the phrase. Well, I broke the seal.
So I'll let you talk about actually taking it off.
So I'm in the shower, thank God, and I, you know, squirt some baby oil on myself, and I start to peel it off. And look, I will admit that I tend to have some difficulty. Like, Band-Aids make me break out. I'm allergic to the adhesive that Band-Aids have. But, you know, again, along with my, like, with IV skins and with all of my insulin pump supplies and my diabetic stuff, I have no issues at all. Sometimes it sticks to me and I struggle, but I never have a reaction to it, so I wasn't really concerned about that. But, you know, I put the baby oil on, and I'm pulling this off, and it is not a pleasant feeling. Because even with baby oil, which cuts adhesive really well, it's still pulling at the skin of your penis. And I'd be fascinated to know, with men who are uncircumcised, like, how does that work? I don't understand how it would work at all. Yeah. Really. But for me, it was not pleasant. And, you know, Angela's trying to be, quote, helpful. And like, let me pull it. I'm like, no, stay away from my penis.
I just wanted to torture you a little bit.
Yeah. So finally, I, quote, broke the seal. And then instantly, all of my semen that is now probably 2.5 minutes old pours into my hand, which, not a big deal. It's my semen. I don't care. But if I had peed over a toilet and then randomly some edge of this thing pops open, pee is going to go everywhere. Like, it is literally, they should have said, if you're going to do this, be standing at a urinal or sitting on the toilet or standing in the shower. Because I'm imagining if this exploded or blew up and popped like it's meant to, heaven knows where the pee would have gone. Mm-hmm. It could have been on the ceiling. I don't know. And in the shower, it would have been okay, but it's still, I would really struggle, with that.
It could use a few more details.
So we finally got it off, pun intended, and just, you know, that was it. Squish it up, throw it in the garbage.
Yeah.
So not bad.
Yeah. Very little waste.
It wasn't a pleasant feeling coming off, but it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Right. But it did take a bit of time. So it's not going to be something that, you know, you come and then you just take it off and then that's it, done.
Yeah.
Like, it takes a few minutes. It's a process to get it off. Yeah. So, which then is, you know, how does that further your interactions with your partner and, you know, all that intimacy, everything that happens afterwards? What happens to that?
Yeah. And I mean, arguably you could stay and cuddle with this thing on, but
That would just be weird.
It just starts looking like an old wrinkly man. Uh-huh. Like one of them naked mole rats is what it starts looking like after a little bit.
Yeah.
And like, I guess, you know, a penis kind of looks like a naked mole rat. But when it's got a skin with an extra skin on it, then it really starts to look like one of them naked mole rats. I'm thinking about using one of these and putting little teeth on the front and going as a naked mole rat for Halloween.
Oh, God.
So we had two, and so we decided to go round two. And in round two, we thought, let's put this thing to the test. It worked the first time. Let's see what we can do to this thing. So once again, we put it on, and then you went down on me.
Yep.
And for scientific purposes, we also had sex with a regular traditional condom. And I guess we'll talk about the differences between traditional condoms and this afterwards. But
yeah.
So put this thing on. You went down on me. That was great. And then we had sex for a little while. And then we were 69ing for a bit. And you were masturbating me. And unfortunately, because I was thinking, oh, this is great. So if I come, you'll actually be able to see it expand. But do you want to... Do you want to tell what happened?
Yeah, so I'd started
Apparently,
out...
Apparently, Angela had been gargling the baby oil.
Well, no, I started out going down on you, and it did pretty well holding up to just a general blowjob. I was not super rough because I was a little concerned about that, but I was decent.
Also, general blowjob, reporting for duty, sir.
And but yeah, so it did fine with the blowjob. It was good. Definitely seemed to hold up. No issues with that. But then I started to give you a handjob, which I knew was going to be a bit more of a challenge. But that's just kind of where play went. And again, it's good to know what's going to happen to it, right? Yeah.
And because so, this means that you might if this was your prophylactic of choice, you might have to change your play style.
Yes, and you know, with regular condoms, I would give a blowjob and a handjob with a condom, and it's not really a thing. But yeah, so I started giving you a handjob, and after a couple minutes, I could see an edge right near the urethra started to kind of peel up a bit.
Oh no!
And it was like, okay, and so I thought, well, maybe like, do I stop? Do I not? And I was like, nah, let's just keep going and see what happens. And so yeah, as we're continuing to play and I'm continuing on with the handjob, it's little by little peeling up more and more and more to the point that I would say probably 70% of it by the time you came had peeled up.
Yeah.
I mean, like, so most of it, basically, it had come off. I don't know if you could, how that felt for you. Like, could you feel it kind of
I couldn't
coming
feel
up?
It coming up during the sex. Okay. However, after sex, it was a bit sticky.
Oh yeah,
pun intended. Yeah, and so I used the baby oil to get it off.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So it definitely didn't hold up to a hand job, but you know, I mean that's pushing it, right?
Yeah, that is pushing it.
Yeah,
but you know, I do wish we had a couple others, and we may order some more just to play with them some more, because. Yeah, there's other things I would like to try with it. I would like to be fully erect, then go completely flaccid, and then fully erect again, and see, like, all right, does it hold up to that? I'd also like to do the pee thing.
Yeah, and I'd like to try to put them on other penis-shaped people, because...
Wait, you mean other people's shaped penises?
Yes, that's it.
We don't know a lot of penis-shaped people. Like, no arms, no legs, just a head. It's great.
But different penis shapes. So, again, circumcised, uncircumcised, because, you know, you're circumcised, so what does it do for somebody who's not? If you have a larger penis, a smaller, like, you know, because it looks like it would fit probably most penises, I think, pretty well.
I do think so.
But, you know, it's still, I'd like to see for myself.
Yeah.
So, I think that would be interesting to see...
So let's do the quick comparison between traditional condom, and for us, what we were using was a latex condom, and this Galactic Cap. And so the first would be packaging. And I'm going to say this one would probably go to the Galactic Cap. It was in a small cardboard box that would about the size of a credit card that would very easily go into a wallet or a purse. Whereas the traditional latex condom, it's in that squishy package. It doesn't fit really well in your wallet, and it doesn't do well with heat. I don't know how well these handle heat, but I'm going to guess better. Second would be putting it on.
I think that has to go to the traditional condom.
That definitely goes to the traditional condom.
Yeah, because the traditional condom, it's fast, it's easy. I realize it's what we're used to, but I think it would take a lot of work, and I don't know if you ever could get to be so fast with this.
And I'm going to say traditional condom bar none, because there is no way anyone ever could put the Galactic Cap on with their mouth.
Nope, very true.
Whereas you do not need opposable thumbs mm-hmm. in order to get a traditional condom onto a penis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also I think just the whole bit of the penis having to be, you know, dry, erect, to put the galactic cap on, like, and the just the general time that it takes, like, that whole process really puts a big lull in play. And so for people, there's a lot of people out there who, as soon as you stop play to start to put on a condom, they start to lose their erection. And so then
I am one of those people.
Yeah. And if you extend that out for a long, you know, a longer period of time, that's going to then become a much bigger issue.
Yeah.
And I just don't really, I'm not a fan of that.
So then the next one I would consider is the feel of the sex. Like, what does the sex feel like?
For me, that goes to the galactic cap.
Yeah. And I would say 100% that goes to the galactic cap.
It definitely felt a lot more natural.
It felt like, yeah. While we were having sex, I could not tell I had it on. Mm. And I even thought while we were having sex with the traditional condom that it was one of the reasons I lasted as long as I did was because the sensation was kind of dumbed down.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it definitely just...
Which can also be a benefit.
It can be, yeah. But yeah, no, the galactic cap definitely wins on that one. It felt a lot more natural. It really felt like there was nothing there. It didn't dry me out like some condoms do.
Yeah.
So sometimes condoms can be a bit drying, and it didn't really do that, so...
Yeah, I would definitely think that. Mm-hmm. And then next would be post-coital cleanup.
You missed one.
Oh, what?
Flavor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Flavor. Yeah. How did flavor go?
So this basically had no flavor. So I was going down on you, it just tasted, you know, like nothing really, as opposed to a condom that we all know the latex condoms have that bit of that, I don't know, something flavor.
A certain, what the French call a certain je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, but there's a definite flavor to condoms and we all know it. But it's, yeah, the galactic cap did not have that. So it absolutely wins in that category. My only concern about that, or I'd say potential like complaint about it, is, you know, when you, at one point you did start to lose your erection a bit. And so it stayed on, you know, it held sticky and whatever, but because you're losing your erection, it's kind of the polyurethane or plasticky, whatever it is like kind of becoming a bit more wrinkled, a bit like Saran wrap if you try to crinkle it a bit.
Yeah.
And it even sounded a bit like that when I was going down on
interesting.
To me. So it had that little crinkle to it. And, you know, my tongue's going over your penis and there's like these little ridges and things from it. So that was a little weird because I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
But I guess, again, if you get used to it and that's normal, then that's normal. But it wasn't like, ooh, I didn't really expect that one.
That's interesting. So, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. But, you know, I would say flavor and I mean, overall mouthfeel, sure. I would say galactic cap.
Overall mouthfeel. Never thought I'd hear that about a condom. All right. So then post-coital cleanup, I'm going to give it 100% to the condom. Because it does not require baby oil. It does not require me to pee. I can take it off without even thinking about it. And cleanup tends to be super easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess the next question would be cost. How much did the Galactic Cap cost?
So it was $10 for two. So $5 each.
So, okay. $5 each. And then condoms on average are about $1 each.
Right. So this is...
Again, depending on the quality... And et cetera, et cetera. Boxes of three go for about $2 to $6 US.
Right.
So it's a lot more expensive.
It's a lot more expensive.
But it did feel a lot better. But it was a lot harder to get on and a lot harder to get off.
And
if you fuck it up, you know, you don't feel that bad about losing a dollar if you, you know, you get a condom on, you lose your erection, and that's it. You lost a dollar. But
yeah.
$5 is a cup of coffee.
Yeah, but it's also, this is very early, right? So then the question is, they're mass producing and whatever, is that cost going to come down? But all we have to go on at the moment is what it actually is right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it is a lot more expensive. Yeah.
So.
I really, really want to like it.
And that's me as well.
And like, again, mostly because it is something novel, it's something different, and it's somebody who's reimagining and trying to think, what can we do different to make this a better experience for people? So, I mean, I think they're on the right path, but there's just so many practical barriers to how this is used in many experiences.
Yeah.
If you're just going to put a condom on for sex every now and again, with a known partner and you know, go through all these steps and these hoops, then that's fine. But if you're looking at a bigger play situation, if we're looking at a swingers club, if you're looking at a one night stand.
Yeah, because you have to think about it as well. If this is a person that isn't a constant partner with you and you pull out this thing, they're not, I mean, they have no reason to believe this is a condom, right? They have no reason to believe that this is some protection for them device. So that requires a lot of trust. So you would have to have a partner that is at least well-versed in this. This isn't something you're going to bring up, like you said, on a one-night stand.
Or the, you know, Tinder date or whatever. So I do
put it on your Tinder profile.
So I think there's, you know, potential for a new style of condom, but I'm just not sure this is there.
It's like, I am really keen on it. And I'm also keen enough to order maybe a larger pack of them and play with some of our friends and just to see, like, let's see, you know, pun intended, put it through its paces.
Real life testing.
Life testing. And then just see how does this work? What's it like to have somebody else put it on you? You know, what's it like for anal sex? What's it like for, you know, there's a lot of things that, that I would love to test with this, that we know what it's like with regular traditional condoms. But yeah, I think the overall win, like on a scoring basis, would go to a traditional condom. Where it would change is with weighted scoring of how does it feel? And with how does it feel, which I think is, when it comes to sex, the most important thing. This wins by a landslide.
Yeah, I was going to say, feel and taste, this absolutely wins.
And I know I complained about it a lot, but if we're looking at what it's intended to do from a feel point of view, it wins 100%. Now, again, we only had two. One of them failed, so its success rate isn't the best in our experience. But I think that we might order some more and then check them out.
Yeah, so it was good. It was interesting, and it was, you know, enlightening for us and fun to play with something different.
Also, again, this was, we purchased this out of our own money, hashtag not an ad. If you are a creator or know the creator of the Galactic Cap, feel free to put them in touch with us. We'd love to chat face-to-face or screen-to-screen because I think they're in San Francisco. And yeah, we could have a enlightening conversation, and we're always happy to spread the love. So if you've tried Galactic Caps, you would like to tell us your opinion, email us theatomsoflove@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on all of our socials. We are at By the By Podcast on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. You can go to our website, www.bythebuy.com.au, or you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/bythebypodcast. And you could join our Discord chat. All you have to do is join at any level and you instantly get our Patreon Discord chat login details. You also get the password for the videos on our website. So yeah, thank you so much to all of our lovely listeners. Thank you for our to our Discord people for helping us come up with this podcast idea, because we didn't know this thing existed until you told us it did. Y'all are the best.
Yes. Thank you very much for the wonderful idea.
And we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Also, thank you to DailyDot.com for some of the condom facts and history that I talked about earlier this episode.